Yes.
Okay, who is online, please?
Elliot Bernstein.
Okay, great. I'm going to change the telephone hookup so that you're in the court sound system. Just a second. Okay, you still there, Mr. Bernstein?
I am, thank you.
Okay, great. Counsel, if you'll be sure and speak into the microphone, that'll act as our telephone transmitter. Good morning, Your Honor. May I approach with the motion and...
Sure.
Good morning, Your Honor. This is a motion to modify a sale order. This was the original sale order, the final order approving a sale of a house owned by the trust. That was signed by Judge Cullen back in May, May 6th, after we had one motion calendar and three evidentiary hearings trying to get approval to sell a house. As part of the order, the final order, there were some conditions. We had to wait 30 days for the order to become, for the appeal period to pass, so we could close.
Sure.
And although Mr. Elliot Bernstein did not appeal this order that Judge Cullen signed, he did file a petition for all writs to the Florida Supreme Court, which the title company refused to close until that was resolved. So the sale didn't close from March until this past January. The sale finally closed. We now have the net proceeds. So certain of the conditions of the sale order I want to modify today, or seek your permission to modify, starting with, there was a requirement in the sale order that the funds be put into a separate interest-bearing escrow account rather than my law firm's IOTA account. Now that we have the funds, I've contacted the bank. The interest rate is 0.0015%. It would amount to, the funds sit there for a year, less than $500, and the funds probably won't be there for a year, and there is expense in doing it, and I would like to be relieved of the requirement to put these funds in a separate interest-bearing IOTA account. Number two, the funds were ordered to be held in my trust account until we make an accounting. I'm going to be making an accounting, and then we would like the order to provide that the funds can be released to the trustee to hold with the other trust assets. Third, we're ordered to provide a copy of the HUD-1 closing statement and proof of receipt of funds, and I would like all of that to be deemed confidential and Mr. Elliot Bernstein prohibited from putting that on the internet, distributing it, publicizing the name of the buyer. I've attached to the motion that we spent over $200,000 in extra expenses caused by the delay in almost a year to sell this simple little house. During that time, Mr. Elliot Bernstein put things on the internet about the house, like, buyer beware, nobody should buy this house, it's under court order, and so as we went through this process and an almost year-long appeal from Elliot Bernstein, the buyer required us to escrow some money to indemnify the buyer, $25,000 for legal fees or costs if Elliot takes any action against the buyer. This is just an innocent guy that bought a house. And so the last thing we're asking is that the court, there's already an injunction that says Elliot shall take no action to interfere with or hinder or delay the sale of the house. I don't think filing an appeal would violate that, because he theoretically had the right to challenge Judge Cullen's standing to be a judge and file a petition. But now that we've had a sale, he should not be allowed to do anything to contact the buyer, interfere with the buyer's quiet enjoyment of the property, buyer sale of the property. There was a number of issues that came up in the sale itself. There were some repairs that needed to be made. The buyer would like it all to be kept confidential and to be left alone. So we have asked you to enter an order that would, paragraph 6 of the proposed order, that would enjoin Elliot Bernstein and others acting in concert with him from contacting the buyer by email or phone, learning the buyer's identity, publishing, publicizing, or mentioning the buyer's identity, filing an action against the buyer. Those are the simple things. And the fourth thing the trustee would like to do is get permission to pay its attorney's fees solely related to the sale of the house. We have over $50,000 in fees. We have agreed to accept a 20% discount or greater to $40,000 if it can be approved without what's going to undertake, with Elliot's involvement, maybe a half-a-day evidentiary hearing. We would like to reduce the expenses to the estate, so that's the final thing we would seek permission to do. And that one, I understand, if there's objections that I don't think Mr. Bernstein's objecting to any hours or what we've done. He's just objecting to my existence and the fact that I'm in the case and that we haven't been removed and that you haven't been removed and that Ted hasn't been removed. But we would like permission to do that as well, or if that has to be...
Well, what are you asking me to actually order on the fees today?
To approve the $40,000 that we spent litigating the sale of the house issues separate from the other trust issues.
Okay. And you're saying that you're giving the 20% discount, that actually $50,000 or so dollars of fees were incurred in getting that accomplished?
It's probably 52 to 3, and we agreed to take a reduced amount because we're just trying to get things resolved and wrapped up.
Okay. And is there any objection from the other side?
Yeah. This is Elliot Bernstein. And I've got several objections. The first is the motion should be struck from the calendar as it's not appropriate for UMC. It requires an evidentiary hearing for all this.
To the merits?
Excuse me?
That motion is denied. Is there any objection on the merits?
Yeah, it's contested. I put in opposition papers. This isn't proper for UMC in 5 minutes. There's quite a few contentions to what he just said is, you know, being taken as absolute truth. We would like an evidentiary hearing on all these things. We don't even have his bill for any services forever. He's never provided. He's never provided.
When you say we, who are you referring to?
Me and my children, who are beneficiaries.
Okay, well, the only person who's listed on here as a party that I'm talking to today is someone named Elliot Bernstein.
I'm Elliot Bernstein.
Okay, so I'm not dealing with your children today. Okay, what is the objection that you have to point one that was raised?
Well, that we need an evidentiary hearing. Plus, the motion should be struck as it was filed through sharp practice.
I've already told you that I've denied the motion to strike the motion. So that's beating a dead horse. I'm trying to move on.
Oh, okay. Then I make a statement for a stay pending review under Florida Rules of Appellate Procedure 9.310 to stay all cases of yours assigned to you pending review.
Okay, that motion for a stay is denied. Do you have no further argument on the merits of the motion?
No, I also make the statement in opposition to the motion to modify an order of sale.
Statements. I'm asking for any legal authority or any other authority that you have for the 4 points that were raised in the motion that were just argued.
Yeah, I believe they all need an evidentiary hearing where we can put forth our evidence against those statements and those actions. Judge Colin made an order, and there's very specific reasons that the money was ordered to stay in an account until there were hearings to remove Ted. This violates the already case law in this case. He's trying to overturn that without an evidentiary hearing.
Hearing on these 4 points, and I'll decide it. Thank you. I'll not allow anyone to appear at that hearing by phone. This is not working well today, and so all appearances will have to be live at the evidentiary hearing. Set aside 1.5 hour. Each of you will have half of that time to use as you see fit. Thanks. Thank you. That'll terminate our telephone hookup, and I'll terminate our hearing at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you.